Making art out of something old is nothing new. But for one Montana museum, some controversial canvases have both artists and patrons taking a second look. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
Each of the works in the touring art show, Speaking Volumes, Transforming Hate, started out the same way.
This exhibition began as a way to solve the problem of what can we do with over 4,000 books by white supremacist neo-Nazis.
That's Katie Knight. Back in 2004, she was curator of education at the Holter Museum of Art. The books came from the white supremacist organization, the Creativity Movement. A defecting member offered the Montana Human Rights Network a deal: two storage lockers full of books for a bus ticket out of town. $300 later, the books were theirs.
The idea was to transform the books into something that would turn the message around and have a positive impact toward promoting social justice and greater awareness of prejudice and discrimination and how we can heal from hate.
But the art featured in the Transforming Hate exhibit is anything but safe. Some of the imagery, from swastikas to a portrait of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, instantly triggers a feeling of unease in the viewer. It's the same experience mixed media artist Lisa Jarrett went through when she was asked to contribute.
You know, when I read a book, usually it's something I bring with me. I might have it when I have a free minute and things like that. So carrying around, especially at the time living in Missoula, Montana, as a black woman in a fairly white place already, carrying around the white man's Bible, for example, was a really, it made me feel hyper-visible in a way I'm not entirely sure I was comfortable with.
Jarrett was one of 39 artists charged with turning the hate-filled books into something positive, something empathetic. It wasn't easy.
For me, that required that I spend some time with them, at least trying to understand what they were, because, you know, categorically I understand white supremacy, but I don't know that I had directly encountered in a broad-based or deep way what some of these texts might actually look like.
Jarrett turned her box of books into a triptych of cross-out poems titled Inequality. The three panels feature pages from the books layered to create images of chains and Ku Klux Klan hoods. Over that, she crosses out large sections of text, leaving behind only certain words to convey a new meaning. The collection opened to the public in 2008, and it's been going around the country for the last 5 years. Currently, it's at the Fort Collins Museum of Art and Lincoln Center.
That this is going to end up being a draw for school classes.
That's great.
As she gives a tour to museum docents, curator Katie Knight points out Seattle artist Scott Schultz's Unbound, which features a black woman being lynched. The work is unsettling in more ways than one.
It's one of those pieces that you recoil, and yet the beadwork is so rich and beautiful that you're drawn in.
The phrase embroidered underneath it offers a unique call for patrons to break the usual museum rules.
Mourn for me, mourn for you. So lay your hand upon my dress, two souls as one through your caress. And he wants people to touch this work and feel connected and to feel empathy.
Even with an invitation, it was a strange concept for patron Caitlin Cherry.
Yeah, you're invited to touch it.
Have you touched it?
No. But I can see the importance of touching some of the things here, and I think having stuff that you can touch makes everything more visceral.
Artist Lisa Jarrett, who is also a professor of art and social practice at Portland State University, hopes viewers will take it one step further.
I always hope for art that it can have a life that extends beyond the walls of the museum or the gallery that you might encounter it in, and that you take what you experience and it begins to affect the way you act in your day-to-day.
The Speaking Volumes Transforming Hate exhibition is at the Fort Collins Museum of Art and Lincoln Center Art Gallery through March 19th. For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.